Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is the weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 12. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 13. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 13. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 12. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 12. That's it for your weekly weather. Update more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, three men on the Isle of Wight have been charged with immigration offences following an investigation by the South East Regional Organised Crime Unit. Hampshire Constabulary says that alleged offences relate to two occasions, one where illegal migrants were brought into the UK via a yacht between the 17th and the 19th of March 2020. It's alleged another took place between the 26th and 27th of June 2020, when illegal migrants were said to be brought to the UK via a small boat across the English Channel, but were intercepted by French authorities after a joint operation with South East Regional Organised Crime Unit, the National Crime Agency and French authorities. All three appeared at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court and were bailed. They will appear at Newport Crown Court on 12th of July. Meanwhile, Carol Dennett, the former parliamentary assistant and partner of ex-Ireland MP Andrew Turner, has lost her appeal against her expulsion from the Conservative Party. She was expelled for 3 years in 2020 after acting as accounting agent for a non-Conservative candidate and the 2019 general election. That candidate was Daryl Pitcher, former UKIP candidate, and then pro-Brexit independent candidate who has won re-election to County Hall with the Vectis Party. The county press has been shown the decision document from the Conservative Party dismissing the appeal against the Isle of Wight Conservative Party to remove her from its ranks. Ms. Stennett was said to have acted in breach of the aims of the Conservative Party by doing so. Ms. Stennett, owner of the Isle of Wight Observer, told the county press she was disappointed somebody had leaked the document as she was still considering legal action over the decision. Finally, Steve Double has organised and distributed 25,000 isolation art cards over the last year and is now going on tour around the island with a tip of a hat to all of the supporters. NHS worker, musician and artist Steve Double started publishing local artist postcards as isolation art during the first lockdown. As stocks of holiday postcards dwindled, he replaced the racks in post offices and shops with isolation art cards created from work donated by 9 Isle of Wight artists and printed by the NHS as other small printers closed. Steve explains, all kinds of businesses were able to include free local artist postcards with online orders across the world and locally from bakeries, craft shops, record dealers, clothes and candlestick makers. Libraries, NHS, Isle of Wight Council staff stayed safe and sent a postcard. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 26th of May 1940 was when the evacuation of Dunkirk began. During World War II, German forces in France had cornered over 300,000 soldiers from the British Expeditionary Force in the town of Dunkirk. Because the British Navy did not have enough ships to evacuate all of the soldiers, many civilians used their own ships to help out. These ships included fishing boats, tugboats, and even coal barges that were only meant to be sailed on rivers. Luckily, the weather was good, otherwise the evacuation would have gone a lot worse. The 28th of May 1980 was the birth date of Ian Fleming, who wrote the famous James Bond series of books. The books focused mainly on a fictional spy named James Bond, a Navy officer who works for a spy agency called MI6. Using an assortment of technological gadgets, he defeats enemies to the United Kingdom and the world. The first James Bond book was released in 1953, and several others followed. The series became so popular, it was also made into multiple films, with the first James Bond film releasing in 1963. The 29th of May 1953 was the first time anybody ever made it to the top of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay set off on the 10th of March and were halfway up the mountain a month later. The attempt on the summit of the mountain was made on the 27th of May, and they spent 10 minutes taking pictures at the top before being forced to climb back down due to lack of oxygen. The news of the pair's success reached London in time for Queen Elizabeth II's coronation, which took place on the 2nd of June. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is mellifluous. M-E-L-L-I-F-L-U-O-U-S. It refers to a sound which is pleasingly smooth and musical to hear. It can be used in the sentence, "We dozed off to the mellifluous sounds of nature." It originated from the late 15th century from the late Latin word mellifluo, from the words mel, which means honey, and fluo, which means to flow. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with the obscure holidays of the week. If plants and trees did not exist, the world would have been a dismal, colourless place. Water a Flower Day, observed on Sunday the 30th of May, is a chance to celebrate flowers and show appreciation for their colours and their medicinal properties. It is a day that recognises the importance of garden plants, and it encourages people to just think about how dull the world would be if we did not have flowers everywhere. If you cannot say something nice, then say nothing at all. Say Something Nice Day, observed on Tuesday the 1st of June, is the perfect reason to actually be nice to one another. The world can be an unpleasant place at times, and if there is something that it needs, it's a few more nice words. Although the day is a new concept, it has encouraged people to do great things around the world, and it really has been bringing people closer together. The bicycle is among the most important inventions in history, as it provides people with transport powered only by their bodies. Most people find that it's a fun way to get around and take care of tasks. World Bicycle Day, observed on Thursday the 3rd of June, recognises the importance of bicycles, which have helped many families around the world to travel reliably while spending absolutely nothing. No wonder so many people celebrate this exciting day. And finally, while there are some people who hate cheese or cannot eat it for other reasons, most people would agree that it is one of the best and most popular ingredients for food recipes in the world. Cheese Day, observed on Friday the 4th of June, celebrates the many different types of cheese that exist and the variety of ways that people can enjoy it. It is a day that gives an opportunity and an honest excuse to eat as much of it as you want. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Cherry Anderson, who's a dancer, born in 2000, who's 21 years old. Adam Brown, who's a movie actor, born in 1980, who's 40 years old. And Perry Fenwick, who's a TV actor, born in 1962, who's 59 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, a new advocacy service commissioned by the Isle of Wight Council and provided by South West Advocacy Network will launch for vulnerable island residents on the 1st of June 2021. Independent advocacy is provided for people who have substantial difficulty in understanding and engaging with health and care processes and who have no other appropriate person to support them to do this. The advocacy service ensures that people get the information that they need to help them make decisions. It will also support people to say what they want to say and make sure that their views are being heard. Swan have been appointed following an extensive competitive procurement process in which a number of potential providers were considered. Vicky Holloway, Swan's Chief Executive Officer, said, "We are delighted to be working with the Isle of Wight Council and look forward to creating strong and sustainable relationships with stakeholders. Swan is committed to developing a clear understanding of the needs and requirements of our service users and ensuring the service is accessible by all vulnerable adults who require independent advocacy to ensure their voices are heard and rights upheld." Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Council has revealed its provisional term dates for the 2022 and 2023 academic year, with changes planned to the length and date of school holidays. A document released by the council this week reveals plans to continue two-week October holidays, despite mixed reviews from teaching staff during the consultation period. Leadership teams have expressed concerns that a two-week holiday in October means that staff and students do not have adequate time off during the Christmas period as a result. Proposals for a five-week summer holiday have also been submitted, with the potential for children to return to school on the 30th of August 2022 if plans are approved. One consultation respondent from an island primary school commented, "Back to school in August. For younger August-born children already struggle to start school and will be free at this stage. School staff do not want to return to school in August." Finally, the Isle of Wight's search and rescue team, Wight SAR, is appealing for the public's help in funding a new incident control vehicle. The organisation regularly assists in searches for missing or vulnerable people, alongside emergency service colleagues from the police, with all of its volunteer members fully trained in sophisticated search and rescue techniques. An incident control vehicle is a vital part of a team's infrastructure and is equipped with a fully operational office that allows trained search planners to work with a police search liaison officer to identify search areas and deploy the search teams. A Wight SAR spokesperson said, "The total cost of the whole project is approximately £35,000. We will also be seeking grants to help us reach this grand total. This will give us a fit-for-purpose incident control vehicle that will last us many years to come, fully equipped to support our life-saving searches. If you feel able to fundraise towards this project or want more information, please email fundraising@whitesar.org. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotall.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.